This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. Members of the community are invited to take part in observing a dark moment in the history of North Georgia Monday, June 29th. The date marks the 115th anniversary of the mass lynching that happened in Watkinsville. John Vodica is an event organizer.
On June 29th, 1905, a mob of as many as 50 white men came into downtown Watkinsville, went to the jail, led 9 of the 10 prisoners in the jail outside to nearby fence posts and shot each of them. One amazingly lived.
Attendees will gather at the Oconee County Courthouse at noon for a small vigil at the site of the old jailhouse. After the vigil, Vodica and anyone who would like to join him will head to the Watkinsville City Cemetery to pay respects to one of the victims.
And when we go to the graveside of Sandy Price, who was tied to this fence post and bullets were being fired into his body, you know, he needs to be remembered. And I think, you know, the victims of these events need to be acknowledged. And where we can, we need to not only recognize what happened, but also seek to repair the damage.
The names of the victims are Rich Robinson, Lewis Robinson, Claude Elder, Rich Allen, Gene Yerby, Bob Harris, Lon Acock, and Sandy Price. Attendees are asked to practice social distancing. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.